everybody. This is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am very excited today to have Chantel Schreiber on the line. And Chantel is in Vienna, Austria. Is that right, Chantel?
Yeah, that's right. Just outside Vienna, actually.
Just outside. And I'm so happy. This is our first time actually talking back and forth, and it's such a joy. And as you know, what I wanted to do was have you come on and just tell people about what you did in response to my request that people play along with a sort of a playing it forward kind of movement. So you want to just jump in and tell us what you did?
Yeah, sure. It's not a really big story, but I just, you know, reading your article, I just loved the idea of the game. And it just warmed my heart to, you know, the feeling to just pass on a tiny little flame of joy to someone else who might do the same. And as I said, I live outside the city, so just near the forest, and there's not too many possibilities to actually play something like that. But then I thought of my EMDR therapy sessions I have regularly. That's, I don't know if you know what that is. It's like a kind of trauma therapy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's EMDR. It's eye movement, la la, DR something. I don't know what DR is actually. I should have looked it up first. I used to know. I have a really, really good and very lovely therapist. And I had intended to give her a Christmas present, but I was just so stressed out before Christmas that in our last session before Christmas, I didn't get to give her anything. So I bought her a beautiful little box of chocolates and a card. And I just wrote on the card how lucky I feel to, you know, to have found her as a therapist. And I gave her those when I walked in, and when she had finished being happy about it.
Yeah.
So she was totally happy. It was so nice to just see her smile and light up. And then I said, and this is for your next patient. do you say patient or for a therapist or client?
Yeah, it's client. I mean, either that you want, sure.
Okay. So, and this is for your next client. And I had an identical little box of chocolates and also a card. And the card just said, unknown person. I'm not sure. I wrote it in German and I'm not exactly sure what it, I'm not exactly sure anymore what I wrote because I didn't take a picture of the card or anything. But I just said, I hope you like sweet things, and may this little present sweeten your day or something like that. And maybe you feel inclined to pass the sweetness on to some other person. Something like that.
Yeah.
And I just signed it. And it was interesting because my session ran a bit late and I heard the next person coming in, and I said, like, oh, I'm going to meet. I wasn't going to give it to her myself, obviously, but I asked the therapist. So, but I thought maybe I could just briefly meet her or him before I left. But then she went into the waiting room and I went into the bathroom. By the time I came out of the bathroom, she had gone into the therapy room. So I didn't actually see her, but it was perfect. And later on, I got a message from my therapist that she was just over the moon about that little present, and that she definitely intended to keep it going. So,
oh, Chantel! Oh, I love that. You know, I love that. You know, it would have been great no matter what, but that you got that feedback that she was delighted with it, and that she was going to.
Yeah, that's great. That wouldn't have happened if I had left something on a park bench or something like that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just love so much that you jumped right in. And even, you know, like you said, first of all, I know it, you know, because of where you live, it took that little bit of a leap to think about how you would do it. I'm curious if besides that piece, was there anything else that maybe, you know, might have held you back from doing it? Did you have any hesitations?
Well, yeah, it's always like it's always easier for me to. I don't know. So when I walked into my therapist, I have only had a few sessions with her, but I've but those have really they were really good for me. And my therapist is a rather reserved but very very warm person at the same time. So I don't really know her well, is what I'm trying to say. So when I walked in and I like had to get a little bit out of my comfort zone to once give her something and then to explain that I was doing this strange game.
I mean, that took a leap of courage. And I think, you know, that's really one of the main reasons too that I wanted to do this interview with you is because I understand that, you know, I understand that it's vulnerable, really. And I don't know if that was your experience, but also it takes, you know, we gotta take a leap to do these kinds of things. And I love that you made it over that hurdle.
Yeah, because you know, in your head, all the possible outcomes are playing, like someone thinking, oh, well, that's kind of strange, or someone thinking, who is that? Like, you don't, like, you know how your monkey mind does the strangest things when you do something that's a bit out of the ordinary. And so, yes, I did have to overcome that, but it took a little bit more than leave something in the subway or, I don't know, that you know, something more anonymous. That's true, yes.
Yeah, but I'm also interested in hearing. So, you know, once you made that leap, once you gave it, what was your experience afterward? How did you feel?
It felt great. It felt great. I left there with a smile. And when I received the text message from my therapist, I was just so happy. It felt, you know, you feel expanded somehow. And it really, it's like a little avalanche effect that you create, and that's such a great feeling. I mean, when do you ever get the chance to start something like that? I just thought that, like, the idea that this might be going on for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons, you never know. I just think that it always catches the right people. I like to think that. So I like to think that it's still going on and more people are being made happy.
Oh, yes, 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 1,000 times over. And I think I may have said this in a note to you, but I want to say it again here, is that as well, it's not just that linear thing of, you know, those people, the therapist and who she gave it to and who she gave it to, but that it boomeranged back to me, because when you posted about it, I felt that incredible joy, and it was a gift of a different kind. But it was that kind of play it forward gift to me. And my hope is that by us talking about this, people hearing about it then might be sparked to play it forward and create something.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be, like, it can be really a tiny thing. In fact, it's like, if you think about it, you can play it with a smile. Seriously. It's like, you don't have to go above and beyond and think of something really complicated, but it's just the basic idea that to spark something warm and something special and change someone's day, it's just, it doesn't take much. And I just love this about you, and that's why I always read each and every one of your emails from the beginning to the end, because they're so, I don't know, they're just so inspiring and so warm and so full of heart. And you're a very inspiring person. I really like what you sparked in me. So I hope to have passed that on a little bit.
Oh, Chantel, there's so many things. First of all, thank you. I'm grinning. You can't see me because we're on audio. But that makes me so happy. And first, I want to reflect back to what you said about you can play with a smile. I think that is so important. And I'm so glad you said that and reminded people that there's that same kind of energy when we, I think part of it is the intentionality about it. Like, I love that part of like, oh, I'm going to go out today. And like you said, you know, I'm just going to brighten someone's day. And then it can be as simple as that. And that those things last. I know when strangers have just been open and friendly and smiley, it shifts something.
I know. It's the idea of the ripple effect. And it I think it really does work. It's just the intention that makes all the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to reflect back to you, I am lucky enough that we've sort of connected through Simply Celebrate. And I just want to, I hope this is okay to say, but to reveal that you also participated when I did something for my mom. Is it okay for me to say something about that?
Of course. Of course.
So I also wanted to say that about you, that it's like, I put these things out and, you know, not everybody responds, obviously, right? In fact, a lot of people don't, but there are people who do. And when I had put out something about, you know, inviting people, if they would please, as a favor, send a birthday card to my mom when she turned 80, you went way beyond on that as well. And I think it just speaks to who you are, that you allow yourself to be open and to be sparked. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Thanks. Yeah. I just thought that, you know, of course the idea was great. And for your mom to receive, I don't know, 100 cards. And you said, like you said so many nice things about her. And I just pictured her as this beautiful old lady. and I just thought that, you know, maybe if I send her a little something, maybe it would make her a little bit more happy, even more happy. And yeah, I just really enjoyed doing it. So, and she was so cute. She wrote back and yeah, she was just adorable. She must be the best mom ever.
She is amazing. She yeah. is amazing. And again, it's one of those things that why I wanted to talk to you and hopefully have some new people listen to this is because it's worth it to go beyond our comfort zone. And I think you're a living example of that, you know, and I can hear it in your voice, you know, the energy and the joy and the delight. And it's hard, you know, and I want to acknowledge that, you know, it's hard to take those leaps, but you're so inspiring in that you do it, you know?
That's really like, it's amazing to hear you say that, because that's, I always think that I really have trouble going outside my comfort zone. But then when I think about it, I have done it a few times, like knowingly, but yeah, I don't, thank you. I just received that as you gave it to me. Thank you very much.
Yes. And thank you. Because again, you know, I think it really needs pointed out that the ripple effects go in so many directions and so many that we don't even know. Like here we are talking this morning and you know, we don't know how that impact may have rippled out for your therapist or for the client who came in afterwards who received that gift. And we won't know ever. And I kind of love that part of it too. But we know that there's something very real about it. And I know for myself, look again, like I got all the joy when you first, you know, wrote about this. And now I have the joy of talking to you about it. And right? It's like sprouts up all over again.
It does. That's true.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to say before we head out?
Who? You caught me there.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I should have prepped for this. No, not really. It was such a joy talking to you, Sherry. It was really great.
Yes. And I just want to say, Chantel, thank you so much. Thanks for showing up, you know, over and again. And I have the feeling that both you and I will be inspired after this conversation, right?
Like, oh, definitely. Yeah. And thank you for being so appreciative. It was such a wow experience for me when you asked me. Look, you know, I didn't think this, you know, playing this game was so, so very special. But you were so overjoyed about it that I felt like it was more special than I felt at the time I actually did it. So thank you for that.
Okay, that's the one last thing then. Before we hop off, I love that you just said that, because one of the things, I mean, you know, people listening to this know I'm about celebration. And I think one of the things that we can all do more of for ourselves and others is really recognizing the importance of these sorts of things. So not just doing them, but actually really celebrating that we did them, because it is a big deal. You know, those small, and I say this all the time, you know, small acts of kindness are no small thing. Mm-hmm. It's huge, the impact that they have on us and then on the world. And so I'm so glad you said that. It's just that, that ending reminder to people, you know, bask in it, take it in, appreciate do these things.
Sherry, were you on Lori's Lemonade Stand podcast?
Yes.
Yes. So that's, oh, because for a second there, I wasn't sure where I first connected with you, but it was Lori's Lemonade Stand, and I love Lori's podcast. So if there's a last thing I want to say, it's to head over to Lori's Lemonade Stand, because I think it's just a great, great, very positive podcast, and I love Lori.
I do too. And I'm glad you said that. I'll post a link wherever I end up posting this audio so people can find her. I love her too.
Yeah, she has the greatest guests. Like I found so many great people through her podcast, and I think she's just an amazing, vibrant lady. She's awesome, really.
Right. And I know I keep saying this is the last thing. This really is the last thing, is that, you know, what you're pointing to is also the importance of having a community of people. And this obviously can be a virtual community. You and I have never met in person, but having a community of people where we support one another in that way of being open and positive and connected and spirited in the life. And I think, you know, I've never met Lori in person either, but, but it's that thing of like, surround yourself, you know, with people who inspire you.
That's actually one of my big themes this year, searching for my tribe.
I love that. Well, yeah. I'm so happy that you're here and that we're connected and in the same tribe. And I'm sure we'll be talking again, Chantel. Thank you so much.
I hope so. Thank you, Sherry. This was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.